Now, if you've been feeling a bit stressed or you just want to find a relaxing way to unwind, there's a great event happening this Saturday and Buddhist monk Venerable Jay Humper is going to tell us all about it. Good morning.
Good morning, Amanda.
Great to have you. Could you start by sharing a little bit about your background and what inspired you to become a Buddhist monk?
I've been a Buddhist monk for 20 years and, it was just a matter of sort of meeting like-minded sort of people and then sort of getting into a whole sort of discussion about what Buddhism was about. And then I got very interested about how Buddhism talked about that life was suffering, but we don't need to sort of like be suffering. We can be happy. And it also gave us really, really concrete sort of ways of moving towards that, you know.
So what does daily...
Sort of training your mind.
Right. So what does daily life of a monk look like where you've been living in Wellington?
Usually we just sort of, we've got a lot of cats here, so we look after cats.
And, we all love
we've
cats.
We've got a lot of birds as well, so we look after the birds. And we've got a prison near us, so we actually go out there and do some programs with the prisoners as well, which is great.
Do you find that that helps?
They love it. The guys love sort of attending our classes there. We do meditation and yoga with them. And Tai Chi.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, and they really enjoy and have responded really well to, the classes.
Awesome.
And we also know most of the guards there, which is really good too. They like to say hello and sort of have a chat too. So
it's more of a
really
calm
positive
prison.
it's really good. And we've been in the community here for quite a number of years, so we know a lot of people in the area too, which is great. Yeah. And they want to say hello and sort of like have a chat too when we go up the road and
Well, that's wonderful. Now, you'll be giving your perspective this Saturday as part of a 3.5-hour Happy Mind, Happy Life workshop in Adamstown, and you'll be talking about evoking the mind's naturally positive radiance. What does that mean and what does it involve in practice?
In terms of like having a happy mind, it's really, really basic, very practical sort of teaching because it was created by our teacher here, Venerable Thubten Tenzin, and she's a Westerner, so it's been sort of really applicable towards Western people. It's just basically trying to drop the mind that wants to sort of criticize, letting go of like worry and anxiety and things like that that obstruct our sort of natural wish to be happy. And just cultivating more sort of causes like that we can put in place to actually generate this sort of happy mind. Also realizing that everyone wants to be happy. So there is a connection that we have with others. We don't have to feel isolated and alone. We can actually really share that sort of warmth and happy mind sort of thing. And basically we get happier by doing that too. So, like, some practical things are, like, rejoicing when with other people, like, when they're doing good things, and also, like, having a mind that has appreciation and gratitude sort of for what we have in our lives as well. And also, we're just sort of, like, looking at things like doing meditation, like loving-kindness meditation. And we're going to be doing... just basic sort of awareness meditations that just bring us back to our natural sort of state of being kind, sort of loving, you know, warm, generous, all those sort of positive qualities. We want to sort of cultivate those and we want to let go of the things that obstruct us from having those sort of things.
So how do you see...
We'll be discussing those things as well,
I was going to say, how do you see events like Happy Mind, Happy Life contributing to the mental health and well-being of local communities?
Well, I feel when people do come, they do actually have a lot more of a positive kind of mindset, even sort of from sitting down for the first 5 minutes and just centering and like being present sort of thing, you know.
Mm.
And then... also, as we talk and generate this sort of positive momentum and share that with each other, it actually, then they people can go out and sort of share that with others, what they get from the workshop, you know?
Yeah,
so that it's always nice. Very helpful to kind of learn about these things. Like as you're growing up, you might not have had much of a kind of education or a training in how to sort of generate these sort of things in your mind. And some people even think that, it's not possible. Sort of a lot of people think that unhappiness is basically our sort of natural state and we've got to learn to live with that sort of thing, you know. But that's not true, you know. We can actually generate happiness within ourselves and then share that with others. And it's important to have that sort of state of happiness within ourselves, because without that, we can't actually share that with others, you know.
Exactly. Well, Happy Mind, Happy Life workshop is on this Saturday from 1 to 4.30 at Infuse Health Adamstown. Entry is by donation, and it sounds like an enlightening experience. Venerable Jay Humper, we hope it's a great day, and thank you so much for chatting to us.
Thank you, Amanda. Thank you for having me on your show.
If you'd like more details on Happy Mind, Happy Life, see our community events calendar at 2NURFM.com.au.